Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, thank you so much for participating in this sacred liturgy through this live stream broadcast of the Mass. Let our hearts be ever united with each other, even though we may be separated by distance, as we offer praise and thanksgiving to God. Anniversaries have an important place in our life. It's an opportunity for us to remember and to celebrate good things that God has done in our lives, especially in the midst of difficulties or trials. How important it is for us to remember these good things that God has done for us, to thank Him, to remember Him, and to give Him praise. I recently celebrated an anniversary in my life. That is the anniversary of my first Holy Communion. I celebrated Holy Communion for the very first time on April 15th. Yes, I remember that day, even though it was 48 years ago. It was indeed a wonderful day to receive the Lord in Holy Communion for the very first time. Yet there were also a lot of preparations that went into that day. And I'm not speaking of the preparations that the parish made for the Mass or for the dinner we had afterwards. I'm thinking more importantly about the preparations of my heart to receive our Lord for the first time. I was in Catholic grade school, and my second grade teacher was Sister Marie Elizabeth. And Sister Marie Elizabeth had a wonderful devotion to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, a great love for Him, and she passed that on to us students. And I really received from her and her witness, her example, and her teaching a great esteem for the real presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. She helped prepare me for that day. So it wasn't just a casual ritual. It was a day that was prepared in my heart to receive the Lord. In our gospel reading today, we see how Jesus approaches two of his disciples, and they do not recognize him at first, and he joins them, accompanies them in the journey. And this journey with the two disciples was one of instruction, preparation, learning. Later on, they commented, "Were not our hearts burning within us as the Lord opened the scriptures to us?" And during that time, they came to know the Lord more and more through the sacred scriptures as he opened them up for them. And it was a time for them to grow in love and desire for the Lord. And then at last, at the end, in the breaking of the bread or in the celebration of the Mass and the Holy Eucharist, they recognize him. This journey then with the Lord was like a time of preparation for Holy Communion to increase love and to increase the burning of their hearts for the Lord. Right now, we are moving toward the resumption of the public celebration of Mass in this diocese. We are not quite there yet, but we are moving in that direction. And as we experience that loss in our lives, the loss of being able to receive the Lord now, let this time be a journey for us like the two disciples, a journey of instruction and preparation. Let us, in a way, return to the time of our first communion when our hearts were being prepared to receive the Lord. Let this be a time for our hearts to increase in burning, in longing for the Lord. Let this be a time for us to come to know more about the Blessed Sacrament and to grow in reverence and love for the real presence that the Lord gives us. Let us not waste this time. Let us invite the Lord to journey with us, to prepare our hearts that we may receive him anew, as if it were the first time, the last time, and the only time when we get to receive him again. And so I would like to make three suggestions to help us use this time wisely, that we can be truly prepared to receive the Lord again with even deeper love, with deeper longing, with deeper yearning than we've ever had before. Just as the Lord opened the scriptures to the disciples on the way to Emmaus, I invite you to open your Bibles. Open your Bibles these days and prayerfully read through chapter 6 of the Gospel of John. Just take some time each day to read through, you know, parts of that chapter prayerfully. And let the Lord instruct you about the Eucharist, this bread from heaven that is the true body and blood of our Lord. Let him instruct your hearts about its meaning. And let your hearts burn within for him. For those of you who are parishioners of the cathedral here, or for other parishes in our diocese that have a subscription to FORMED, I would encourage you to watch the series Presence. It's a beautiful and powerful video series about the Blessed Sacrament. And if you don't have a subscription to FORMED, you can always get a personal subscription. Think of it as a Catholic Netflix. It's an opportunity to us to learn more about the Blessed Sacrament. And finally, a number of our parishes, like the cathedral here, are celebrating parking lot benediction, so to speak, or parking lot adoration. Make use of these opportunities. Go to adore the Lord. Come, he's waiting for you. When you see him, let your hearts burn within you in love. Let us not waste this time. Let us consider this time of absence from the reception of Holy Communion like a preparation for our own first Holy Communion. Let us journey with the disciples on the way to Emmaus. Let him instruct our hearts. And let us see him in the breaking of the bread, the most holy Eucharist, the sacrament of his love.